All right. Not sure if that crying is going to sound up. Blah, 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 blah. Try that again. All right. Not sure if that sound is going to show up on the recording, but Sophia is crying in the background. Poor kid's got a cold.
Not crying. She's just laying in bed, kind of talking unhappily to herself, basically.
For this episode of Everyday Ecclesiology.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't actually get that in yet. I forgot about that. Today is going to be the first of two Christmas episodes. Desiree didn't know this. She knew about the second one. But today is going to be the first Christmas episode with just us two. No guests. But next week, we have two guests.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
Someone you've been hearing about, but don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Tricky, tricky.
And that person's best friend.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're excited to have them on next week. We will also have a slightly new setup next week. I always get excited about the setups. Yes. Because we'll have gotten a new thing between now and then from someone. And so then we can,
Oh.
Yeah. You don't know about this? You're not supposed to know about this. So that's good.
Okay.
All right. So what are we doing this week, Desiree? First of all, what's new other than Sophia sick, which is sad?
Lots of exciting news.
Basically all today. So do you explain how we...
I feel like you're going to be doing that all night.
Yeah. I get tongue-tied when I start reading Lewis, C.S. Lewis, because I'm not used to the way he speaks. And then I think it just sticks and my tongue is still in a knot. And I don't know why. It's not my fault. So how did we start out this day?
I didn't wake up early when I should have.
Ooh, squeaky water bottle.
And I didn't wash the dishes the night before, so the kitchen was kind of messy. What?
It's not what I'm talking about.
We started with some yummy waffles, and they were healthy because they had oatmeal in them.
That makes sense. Yep. All right. So at the beginning of today, our lease ended May 31st, meaning we had to pay out to the end of our lease, which is fine. It's the agreement we signed. But then throughout the day, we got our lease pulled back, so where we only have to stay here until the end of March 31st, which is good because we want to start looking for a house.
Mm-hmm.
So don't rob us here. Don't rob us at our new house.
You always make fun of me for that.
Well, I don't want them to rob us either. So we're starting to look for a new house, and we're approved for a mortgage today, and we got in touch with our realtor, and we got our lease pushed back so we don't have to stay as long. So lots of exciting things have been happening. But we're excited to be able to actually begin our house hunt, looking for a home. I mean, this is a home because Desiree made it a home, but I'm excited to actually look for a house, not an apartment. So that's been exciting. That was just today, though. Anything else?
Yep.
Oh, and I gave you some Christmas presents.
Early?
Yep.
Surprise!
Yep. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We have our living room is a little bit more lit now.
Yes. He went to Menards. To look at all the lighting.
I think I'm becoming
bulbs
my dad.
And strips and everything else.
Every other kind of lighting.
I brought home several different kinds, one of them being a gift.
Mm-hmm.
My nail polish supply box.
Yeah.
Now has strip lighting on the inside, so when you open it, it's like, whoa, lights.
It's pretty cool. I like it. It took a little bit of work to put it on there, but it was cheap. It was fun.
Yep.
What else? I also got her some fun stuff for a stocking. Maybe we can say after Christmas what we got for Christmas.
Yeah.
We got each other.
Because we're not allowed to open before Christmas, except for all the ones that you've already given me because
because
of reasons.
Yep. Okay, so first off, I want you to guess one thing that you think I've gotten you, and I'm not going to confirm it or deny it.
What's the point then?
Just to make guesses and then we can see afterwards.
Okay.
Okay, what's one thing that you think I got? I gotta get on a poker face. I don't have a poker face.
Trail mix.
Okay. Okay, interesting.
Okay. Okay. Right. Now you guess something I've gotten you.
I think you got me a gift. But what gift is the question? Because I saw an Amazon listing for one thing, but I've already gotten that thing. That was the one you gave me early.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she gave me some smart LED light bulbs.
It was kind of selfish why I gave it to him early, because one bulb burnt out, and I was tired of not having a light there. I'm like, here, open your present early.
Fix my stuff. It's your present. I think, I don't know, because, you know, it's a guess. It doesn't have to be right.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are the presents? I can't see any of the presents right now, so I can't eyeball the size. That's tough. Plus, you might have put them in wrong size box. I'm going to...
Ew.
This is tough. Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb. I know. I think that you got me something else, smart home. Okay. I think that you got me another smart outlet that has like multiple outlets on it. Because that I know is on my wish list and I know is within your budget because it wasn't too expensive. But also, it might have edged out too much of the budget because you already bought the smart bulbs. But that's my guess, is a smart outlet thing.
Okay.
Which would basically allows me to tell Google to turn things on and off, which is, I would show you, but it's a podcast.
Yep.
Can't do that. If the podcast stopped and restarted, then you know it worked. But
right.
I mean, I don't have that kind of voice control. So that's what's new with us.
Yep.
But this week, what are we talking about, Desiree?
You said it was a Christmas one.
It is a Christmas one.
Otherwise, I have no idea.
So we've been watching, possibly verging on the brink of too many Hallmark movies.
Yes.
But we are, the way we watch them isn't because, oh, we just love the way that they feel so much and make us feel, that's not why we watch Hallmark movies. We watch Hallmark movies, and we do enjoy them, and they're funny to laugh at.
With popcorn.
Yes. They're a good reason to eat popcorn, but also to laugh at, because their definition of love is completely wrong. It's not. And their definition and their reasons for doing things. There's always the old grandma that's like, you've just got to follow your heart. Or the old dad, you just need to be happy. Or whatever it is. That's how they always present things. So we don't subscribe to that. But one thing I do enjoy about Hallmark is thinking about Christmas traditions. Not because Christmas traditions are what makes Christmas Christmas. It's not true. But I do enjoy some things about some Christmas traditions and some things that happen around Christmas. So I wanted to know, Desiree, what are some things that you guys typically did around Christmas? And I have a couple that I know you did that were fun and I participated in, and I thought people might be interested to hear, especially if they're from someone else, some of the weird things that our families did. Like, I know I have one that nobody else did. And I know you guys have one that probably no one else did. What do you think I'm thinking of?
You want me to tell a fun one first?
Yeah.
Okay. A fun tradition we had, because the Spencer side of the family loves cheese.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of.
Loves
cheese. Oh my goodness. Lots and lots of cheese.
Like, you could eat an 8-ounce block of cheese in one setting. Sitting. Whatever it is. Anyway, so knowing that fact, my smart mother mm-hmm. decided to put together a fun little game, mm-hmm. I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
She goes and buys, however many kids there are, different blocks
she
of
buys
cheese.
Kids? Oh,
so
she
there's
buys
probably
okay.
8 kids
I think so.
At a time. And so she'll go buy 8 different blocks of cheese, maybe
different
a few
ones.
Repeats.
Yeah.
If they're like favorite cheeses that she
But she's
knows.
Not getting all mild cheddar.
Right.
Or not all Swiss, but there might be a Swiss.
There's a good variety.
There might be an extra sharp cheddar.
Yeah.
There might be a like a Havarti. I'm not saying that word right.
Gouda.
There might be a, yeah, a Gouda.
Because all Ooh. Cheese is Gouda.
Oh, Desiree.
Anyway, she'll take all these blocks. She'll punch a hole in the wrapping on the end of one. Are we still good?
Yeah, I was just double checking. Sorry.
And then tie a string, probably mm-hmm. about 2 feet worth of string, mm-hmm. to each block of cheese. And she will put these blocks with the little tails attached in the box and then shut the box, but have all the strings.
You know what's really funny?
What?
I just realized that these blocks of cheese look like mice.
Oh,
with
yeah.
their little tails. Kinda.
All the strings will be out of the box, but you can't see which cheese is attached uh-huh. to which string. So then she'll be like, okay, it's cheese box time. Put it in the living room. All the kids will sit around, and you pick a string that you pick because mm-hmm. you don't know what they're attached to. And then somebody will say go, and you all pull, and you'll find out what cheese is attached to your string.
Yep.
And then begins the big trade-off
where
if you don't like what you got, you try to dicker and trade with people to get what you want. So, like, somebody may have a cheese you want, but they don't want your cheese, so you gotta trade with somebody else so that they can trade with them, and then you can get the cheese you want.
It's basically like Monopoly for cheese.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun. I've gotten to participate before. At a time before I decided to live on cheese and yogurt for an entire summer.
When you still liked cheese.
Yes. I loved cheese still, so I was very excited. But I was like, any cheese is fine. So whoever wanted to trade, I was like, sure, yeah, I like cheese. It's good. Except for Swiss. I could not stand Swiss.
You like
now,
it now.
Now I love Swiss.
Yeah.
Swiss has like such a unique flavor that if you're tired of other cheese, Swiss is where it's at.
Yep. I feel like we could do that tradition eventually because mm-hmm. Sophia loves cheese right
yeah.
now. I have to balance it out with other foods so she's not stopped up.
Yeah. Okay, I have one as well that I'm I am pretty sure that no one else does, or at least has it marked as like a tradition that they do. So growing up, I was not an artistic type. As a grown-up, I'm still not an artistic type. I wrapped Desiree's present this afternoon, and I realized after I had finished wrapping with the last of the wrapping paper that I had one left that was not wrapped. So I was like, oh man, now I gotta get this wrapped because I can't leave it in the plastic bag it came in. Desiree doesn't like things just stuffed in bags with tissue paper on top.
They don't fit under the tree.
Yeah, they really don't.
I'm not against bags. Or
Sophia's gonna pull it off and you're gonna have to stuff it back in and see what it is. So yeah, it didn't really work. So I was trying to figure out, okay, what can I put this in? I can put it in a box, but then it's not very well wrapped. But it was already in a smaller box. And so I was like, okay, I think I can fit this thing in the envelope that the Amazon package came in. Because Amazon packages sometimes come in a box, sometimes like a stuffed padded envelope. So I grabbed the padded envelope, stuffed the square box in there, and then cut off the top and wrapped it up like a present, but it's still just wrapped in an Amazon box. But I had one square of wrapping paper left, so I slapped it on top and folded it and put that side facing out under the tree. So it looks, from the right angle, like it's wrapped in wrapping paper.
It's half-wrapped in wrapping paper.
It's just got a top.
Half-wrapped in an Amazon package.
It's got like a wrapping paper hat,
it's
basically.
It's really funny.
It's pretty funny.
But what's your tradition?
Yeah, so I was not the artistic type. I didn't really care about decorating the tree. Except for the decorations that were under the tree that we got to open. I really like those decorations.
Oh.
So my mom was very smart, and she found, well, she could have just told us to go decorate the tree and we would have done it eventually, or would have grumbled and gotten spanked, and that was good, and we would have learned. But my mom was kind, and she found a smart way to get us to want to decorate the tree. Now, think about it. You're a mom of, like, three boys. And you've got to motivate three boys to decorate a tree. There's like one sure way to do it. It wasn't girls. We were in a Christian family. It was food.
Yep.
So my mom was like, all right, once the tree's decorated, while you guys decorate the tree, I'll make cookie dough. And when you're done, you can lay under the tree and eat cookie dough. And so that's what we would do. Every year, we'd get out the ornaments and decorate the tree, and we would race to see how fast we could get done and get it all decorated. Because when we were done, we got to lay underneath it and eat cookie dough. And that was one of our fun, unhealthy traditions. They got the tree decorated. And then from that year on, I was always wanting to decorate the tree earlier and earlier.
Did you guys ever do tinsel?
Tinsel, yes.
I remember when tinsel was in style.
Yeah, I remember having to vacuum up all the tinsel.
Oh, no, we saved all our tinsel for the next year.
No. Our tinsel was like, is that garland?
You're thinking of garland.
Tinsel is
the little pieces.
No.
That, like, you drape on the branch, so it all looks so delicate.
No, not a chance. No. We had a dog and kids and a house that needed vacuumed, so we didn't do that.
Well, we had kids, too.
We also didn't have much space. So
that's true.
It would have been hard to, like, get through the walkway.
Without brushing some off. Okay.
And then you'd get to work with tinsel on your butt. And probably not find out till later, yeah. No, we didn't do tinsel. We did garland. My favorite ornament. What was your favorite? Well, I'll do my favorite ornament first. Okay. So you have time to think. I got, when we went to the Hallmark store to pick out ornaments each year.
Oh, wow. Expensive.
Well, it wasn't like every year.
Oh.
But I remember one year going to get to do this. And I have a couple of them. But my favorite one, they had a Star Wars, like, fighter ship. I don't remember which one it was, but when you poked it, it made like a sound.
Oh my goodness.
And it was a lot of fun. So I got that one. And that was probably always my favorite ornament. I also got a Scooby-Doo ornament. He was like juggling snowballs and they like had springs on him. So you like poke the snowball and it boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
That was fun too. But I didn't get like the classic Hallmark-y ornaments.
Mm.
They were like a kid holding a book by the fire. I got like Star Wars and Scooby-Doo.
Oh dear. Things that I will probably have to learn to...
No, I like the way you decorated the tree.
Yeah, but when we have kids, they're going to want their little
Sophia
ornaments.
Is not going to want... She might want a little
when
Star
they're
Warship.
Kids, though, it would be way more fun for them to not have, like, a perfect tree that I enjoy.
Yeah.
So...
It could
I only have probably, like, 3 more years of having a tree that I want. And then after that, it will be child tree.
But we'll take pictures, because it looks really nice.
Thanks.
Yeah. You did a really good job on it.
Thanks.
It looks pretty. I would never have decorated it that much. I would put more lights on, because I like lights.
Oh, yeah. I would put more lights on, too.
We
just didn't want to spend the money on the lights.
I want the tree, like, glowing in the next neighborhood. Okay, not really. But I really like lights, especially on a tree. Right now, it looks good, as I turn my head. But, I mean, next year, I want to put a couple more lights on it.
So, did you want to talk about other traditions, or what?
Yeah, because I remember one more that you guys had that was... interesting.
Are you talking about the box?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Oh, you're gonna tell?
I'm gonna give a preface to it.
Okay.
Allegory.
Yes.
I should pull up a definition.
Yeah.
Because I know what it is, but if you ask me to
yeah.
I'm gonna pull out Google like I'm doing now. Oh, it was the Hudson baby things. It was her little booties. Those shit.
Oh, okay.
The box. What was I looking up? Allegory.
Definition.
Yep. Do you want to... Okay. Allegory is a story, poem, or picture that can be interpreted to reveal a hidden meaning, typically a moral or political one. So hopefully that makes sense, but I'll read it one more time. It's a story, poem, or picture, in this case an object, that can be interpreted to reveal a hidden meaning. In this case, a spiritual one is what we're going to be getting to, as Desiree describes the tradition. I don't think, in fact, I know, that when we read the Old Testament, we shouldn't read it as allegory and interpret it only allegorically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's not what we're saying.
No.
But that doesn't mean that all allegory is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, allegory can be helpful, especially in this, what Desiree is going to describe, and I'll and it'll be obvious why, but go ahead and explain the tradition, because I've gotten to participate one time.
Yeah. So, every year when we decorate, we set up the nativity scene, and we put on all the pieces except the wise men, which will go somewhere else in the living room, because they're still traveling.
And... I forgot about that.
And baby Jesus, because he hadn't been born yet. I know he wasn't born exactly on December 25th, but
that's what we're celebrating.
That's just what we did. And baby Jesus would go inside a white cloth and then wrapped again in a red cloth and then put inside this little homemade ceramic box that was decorated as a fancy wrapped present. So it was red present with a gold bow on it. And, I'm sorry, you're distracting me.
Oh, sorry.
And so he would go under the tree. On Christmas morning, before doing gifts and all the crazy stuff, would open that gift. But before we opened it, we would go around and think about different aspects of that box that made us think of something spiritual. So made allegories. Mm-hmm. Like someone would be, the gold bow reminds me of the streets of gold that we're promised in heaven as a believer.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So that was, it's helpful, not because there's something I struggled with is that when the author created that box, when the artist created that box, that's not what they were trying to convey by that box.
Yeah, you're like, authorial intent.
Yeah, because I'm looking at this going, that's not what the author meant. But that's not the point. Mm-mm. The point of that exercise is not to find what did the author mean, which is an important thing to do, especially in aesthetics. Mm-hmm. I don't want to diminish the importance of authorial intent. In fact, sometime I'd like to have somebody that knows what they're talking about. That will not be me for a while. speak about aesthetics and beauty and authorial intent within art. Mm-hmm. And what is the standard for objective beauty? Is there an objective standard of what is beautiful? Is there any room for taste within that as well? Mm. Like a subjective side of, well, I like this better. Well, okay, is that okay or not? Should we only conform to the objective standard of beauty if there is one? I'd like to have somebody that knows what they're talking about, Tim Little, somebody like that come in and talk about that at some point. That's a ways off. But that wasn't the point of this exercise. And that was hard for me to get past the first time because I was like, but that's not, it's not authorial intent.
It's not black and white.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and for another time. So, but it was helpful because I could go about it one of two ways. I could look at an aspect of the box, pick out some minute detail, and just think about it and let my mind wander. My mind doesn't work very well that way. Mm. So what I would do is think about, okay, what have I been learning recently about God? What have I been learning recently from Scripture? How can that be represented visually? And then find something on the box that corresponds with it.
Oh, you just went backwards.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because I can twist anything.
Yeah.
Because it's allegory. I can do that. So then I was like, oh, well, this is a piece of cake now. Except it was a box. It wasn't cake. I wish there was cake inside. But it was a lot of fun then. And as long as you understand that that's not the proper way to typically interpret art, and that's not the point of the exercise to learn how to interpret art. Mm-hmm. Once you understand that, then yeah, it was a very fun exercise, especially with younger kids.
Yeah.
Because younger kids might do the same thing that I did, right? They might have something on their mind that's at the forefront of their mind that they really want to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Because that's how younger kids, and really older kids too,
yeah,
really go about talking about things. And so especially with a younger kid, if there's something that they've been thinking about, if there's something that they've been learning about, or especially if they're pressed, you have to talk about something about God, then you're going to find out basically what the first thing that comes to their mind is. Sophia's coughing in the background. Poor kiddo. We're taking care of her. We elevated her and gave her some medicine. She's getting better, but might be a rough night tonight.
Yeah.
Poor kid. So you might find out at least what they think to be true about God, and you might find out some improper theology. You might find out that mm-hmm. they know something that you really didn't expect they knew, and they're pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty fun exercise, especially with a range of people, because little kids might not grasp some of the bigger and deeper doctrines of God's word yet. Older kids might not either.
Yeah.
And you get to find out, well, what can they think of? What can they ascribe to this aspect of the box? How can they think of something new to contribute? And I thought it was interesting once I finally got past the authorial intent issue. It was helpful. It was thought-provoking. Mm-hmm. And it got us all thinking about God, thinking about sacrifice, thinking about theology, and interacting with one another about something that actually matters, mm-hmm. rather than just Christmas presents, which will be gone.
Or even helping kids learn creative ways to share the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is kind of fun. So it's muted. Okay.
Like, somebody forgets their loaf of bread at the store and you mm-hmm. hand it to them and be like, oh, you know about the bread of life?
I mean, that's you could.
Fun thing. I mean, that specific situation would be a little awkward. But.
Yeah. But it was an interesting exercise. I enjoyed it. All right. Do we have... Oh, man. I got to think of one more. I've only shared one, haven't I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
But your family didn't do specific traditions over and over. My family tend...
Yeah, we changed it up. Because some years, we would actually open stockings on Christmas Eve, which was kind of fun. But then some years, we didn't. So it kind of depended on the year. This episode, I figured, would be a little bit of a shorter one. Because next week, I'm guessing, with four people, is going to be a little bit of a longer one.
Yep.
Which will be fine. It'll be exciting. If you skip this one, that's fine. Tune in next week, listen to that one. I should have said that at the beginning of the episode. Then they would have had time to skip it. But mm-hmm. if you're already here, sorry. You're in for the long haul now. You can skip what we're reading. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. We still have to talk about that.
Yeah. So let's finish it up. What are we reading, Desiree? I don't have any notes.
We're finishing Voyage of the Dawn Treader. Yes. My favorite book since I was a kid. Well, not book altogether, but favorite in the series.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's just, like, a bunch of little stories in with one big story.
I can see
all
that.
All their different adventures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
There are some things that happened early on that I thought were going to take the course of the book that didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give any spoiler alerts. And I'd give an alert, but I don't want to give any spoilers for anybody that hasn't read it yet. But I enjoyed it. I've enjoyed reading through them all. I mean, they're kids' books, mm-hmm. but they're still fun to read through. Imagine. I've pick that up from Thinklings, and I didn't think about that before, but when I watch a video, I don't have to imagine, usually. Yeah. But when I read a book, I have to imagine what's going on, which is why I don't like the pictures that are in these books.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because then I'm like, oh, that's not how I imagined it.
Pictures don't bother me, but I think they bother you more.
Now, if the picture was drawn by the author, or overseen, the drawing of it was overseen by the author, then I knew that's what the author actually wanted us to picture, that'd be fine. But especially with the weird things that come in
the
world of Narnia. Duffel puds. Yeah. I didn't expect them. And I even seen the movie. I should have known, but I forgot.
Oh, I don't even remember the Voyage of the Dawn Treader movie.
I'll have to watch it.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to watch, at least, once we finish the book.
There
we
got was two chapters one, left. Right?
Yeah. That was the last one. Because they made Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Prince Caspian, and Dawn Treader.
Yeah. I've just imagined the book so real in my mind that... I can't remember the movie that well.
Yeah. So we're getting there. We're almost through number 3 out of 7.
Ooh, a book I want to start reading is The Art of Neighboring.
Yes, we just found that. We just found that at, was it Walls of Books?
Yes.
Walls of Books in Ankeny.
We talked about.
We did. Last time. Man, can't tell them again. Sorry. I'll tell them again. Go check it out. It's pretty cool.
I haven't read the book yet, but...
It came recommended from a friend.
Even just having bought it, a lady was moving in the other night, and I remembered the book. I haven't even read it, just knowing about The Art of Neighboring and doing well at being a good neighbor. I don't know what it's about, but... I'm like, no, I shouldn't just walk in. So I introduced myself and asked her if she needed any help and asked a little bit about her, how long she was staying, things like that.
Yep.
So I pushed myself to be neighborly, even though I hadn't read the book yet.
And you pushed me to be neighborly in a good way.
Yeah, I made you put your shoes on and come out and offer to help.
And then she said she didn't want any help, which was fine, but she was glad that we offered and got to extend some kindness at least.
She seems really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll have her over for dinner sometime.
Yeah, we should.
Yep. We also have a dinner coming up this Saturday?
Sunday?
Sunday. Saturday. With some neighbors. We're going to their house.
We are?
Yep.
Oh, yep. Yes.
Yeah, not like neighbors, after but like work. Neighbors.
Yes, because we know them.
Yep. And so we're hoping to be able to spend some time with them. Desiree will get to cook a little bit. Hopefully Sophia will be okay. And get to spend some time and get to know them a little better. What am I reading? I think I mentioned this last week. I'm sure I mentioned this last week. Sorry about the sound on the table. I'm reading What is a Healthy Church by Mark Dever. I'm going to recommend it again. I'm going to go through and give that a full review once I'm done with it, but I'm still working my way through that. And I haven't started, but I pulled out to start a book by, I'm going to butcher this name, fair warning ahead of time, Tabiti M. Anyabwile.
Anyabwile.
I heard someone pronounce it, and I'm trying as close as I can. Oh. It's by Nine Marks. It's called Finding Faithful Elders and Deacons. I don't know if I agree with everything in the book yet. It's published by Nine Marks, and I typically appreciate a lot of what they put out. I worded that carefully. I typically appreciate a lot of what they put out, but I want to read it through.
Would that book even be helpful in your study of when to leave a church?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. We'll see. I haven't actually started. I pulled it out and said, hey, I need to actually start reading this. But that's as far as I got today.
Is that yours or is that one you need to return?
You know, I don't know.
Awkward.
Yep. I'll find out.
Yeah.
So that one I'm starting, wanting to learn a little bit more about how at least they approach finding faithful elders and deacons. And I don't know if I'll give that one a full review. I don't know if I'm going to read it all the way through and if it's within the scope of the podcast, but I think it might be because it sounds like it's written to church members on how they ought to find faithful elders and deacons.
Mm.
So we'll see also how he uses the terms elder and deacon. But I'll give a rundown of it. I'll give at least a quick thoughts analysis at the end of it. The neighboring book. This one. I think that's it. I'm reading one other book that I've mentioned, but I don't want to mention the title of because it's written by someone that's a little bit controversial. So if it's worth recommending at the end, I will. But it's basically about how we ought to think about church and be committed to a single church.
Oh,
so okay, yeah. Yeah. I might give a review of that one at the end, but if it's not going to be helpful, then I don't want to mention, hey, go read this if it's not going to be. So we'll see. It's provocative so far, not in a bad way. Like, it provokes to thought and not in a way that makes me hate something, but is helpful so far. So we'll see. We'll see what becomes of that. I think that's going to do it for today. Well, hopefully we saved you a little bit of time this week, and you can enjoy our special Christmas special with our first guests next week. That'll be fun to put out.
Yep.
I mean, if something comes up and they're not able to record, that'd be okay as well, because we have some weather coming through, and I mean, they're not that far away, but also life gets busy, so we'll see. But hopefully they'll be on, and we'll have some guests, and we'll learn and be able to chat a little bit about Christmas. Hopefully that whets your appetite for next time, and not just traditions. Hopefully we'll get into some scriptural thoughts, ways to think about and apply scripture to Christmas, even though it's not mentioned by name in scripture. We'll think about it. We'll look forward to it next week. Until then, start serving or keep serving within your local church.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.